guys.
Especially the passing offense. But a lot of sync. Is there an explanation for that?
Not really. I think we all feel good going into every week, and we do some good things in practice as far as understanding what defense we're going up against. And it's just a matter of executing out there each and every week, and we had some miscues today and as well as last week. So we just got to, bang away at it and get it squared away.
What do you think about the emotional aspect of this with the hurricane and everything? How did that play into you guys heading into this game and the emotion of it on the field once the game got started?
Once the game got started, it just felt like, we just wanted to play. We just wanted to go out there and compete and be physical and win the game, not just for ourselves, but for the city and for the tri-state area and everyone that got affected. But, we came up a little short today, and it's unfortunate.
How disappointing, given the circumstances of what's going on around here, that you guys couldn't pull out that win?
It's a little disappointing, definitely for the fans who live and die with us and things like that, and looked at our game as a way of relief and as a way of hope to moving forward from Hurricane Sandy, and it's just unfortunate we couldn't get it done for them.
Were you surprised that with the power outages and the gas and all that, that 80,000 people did show up today?
I wasn't surprised. I know Giants fans, man, and they're going to make it to this game and support their team no matter what. It could be, whatever the circumstances are. I know Giants fans are true to their team, and they were going to come out and support us today.